Chase William D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and the Game Nashville app. It's all presented by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. And every Thursday at 1 o'clock, must listen to radio. We say hello to Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, does it all. Elliot, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? I'm just moving outside.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, we are doing fantastic. And look, the season is well underway in the NHL, but you know, I laughed at your opening comments in your article saying that the NHL's early season Board of Governors meeting is usually a bit of a snoozer, but Commissioner Gary Bettman did have some things, including that there is a chance the salary cap next year is going to go up potentially by about $4 million if the players can get the escrow balance paid off. He seems optimistic on that. How big of a game changer could that be?
Well, it would be a huge game changer. You know, I've spent a lot of time. I've spent a lot of time in the past couple of days trying to figure out if it could happen or what the likely is of it happen. excuse me. And I will say this: people have told me they think that it's ambitious. And they're not 100% as confident as Bettman is that it's going to happen, but Bettman said it's going to be close and the possibility is there. So that's what we kind of have to go with, and that's what I hope he's right. But I will say to you guys, I've had a few people tell me it's ambitious, and you know, a couple of the concerns are: look, the economy's in a tough spot. The Canadian dollar is very big in the NHL, and it's in a bit of a tough spot right now. So I hope he's right, but not everybody is convinced yet.
So I'd be curious to know if there is some sort of a deadline for this, because if you're, you know, I'll use David Poile as an example. He's going to have some decisions to make in the offseason of different contracts, you know, not to the level that he did with Forsberg, but he does have some guys that they are going to need new deals. So at what point do they make a decision on, okay, yeah, it's going to go up, or it's going to be like we had originally thought, so some of these GMs can plan?
That's exactly – well, the thing is, one of the things that happened last summer, guys, was they kind of gave teams some idea. They were expecting the cap to go up. It went up $1 million this year. They were expecting it to go to $1 million, up $1 million more next year, and then maybe about four, and then maybe about another four. And so they had an idea that this was going to be a year away. What the adjustment is now is that maybe it comes sooner. And that would be great. Like, if you look around the rosters right now, this league is tight, very tight. There's a bunch of teams, like the Canucks had, at the beginning of the season, had exactly zero cap room. I think the Maple Leafs had $4. So these teams, like Edmonton on the opening night, they had to play a man short because you have to go short before you can go into emergency situation. So I think this whole league is really capped tight right now. It would be very welcome to everybody if we could get into a situation where it wasn't that way anymore.
Could you see the uncertainty playing a role in the trade deadline? I know we're several months away, but you know, would GMs maybe be a little skittish at making some of these big moves because they just don't know?
Well, I think what they know it's coming. You just have to be a good planner. It's like being a good budgeter. Some of us are really good budgeters. Some of us, like myself, are terrible budgeters. So I think if you're someone who has a plan, then you're going to be okay. If you're someone who doesn't have a plan, you could be in trouble. But you know what happens, guys. Sometimes you say, our team's good enough to win. You want to win. And you say, we're just going full steam ahead and we'll see what happens.
Now, Elliot, this team at this point in the season, I know it's very, very early. This team is down. The Predators are down a goal per game. I think last year they finished the season at over 3 goals per game. This year they're right at just a little bit over 2, but they ranked toward the latter part of the league in goals per game. Should there be any concern considering, you know, the firepower they have coming back, you know, the added firepower to the team? Should there be any concerns?
Derek, like, to me, it's early. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I think here is that last year there weren't a lot of expectations from you guys at the beginning of the year, and now I think there are. I think sometimes the easiest thing to do in a league is when there's no expectations and you overachieve. Well, maybe you have a year where you overachieve, but now everybody's ready for you. You know, I think last year you kind of surprised some people. Now everybody's saying, look, like, Nashville is not going to surprise us this year. We're going to be ready for that. And I think the other thing, too, is you had some players who had career years or great rebound years last year. Sometimes the hardest thing is doing it again. And like you said, it's early. You know, the other thing, too, I always wonder, when you go overseas, there are some teams that have said, when you go overseas, even though it's a great thing, and I know for a guy like Roman Josi in particular, it was one of the greatest experiences of his life, I do think it can take you a little bit to get back. And, I think that sometimes I always say, okay, does it take a week or two for them to be back into the right spot? And the other thing we should mention here is, you ran up against a team that looks like they're going to be really good. And so, you know, hey, you played San Jose twice. They look like they're going to be one of the lowest teams in the league. You played Dallas twice. They look like they're going to be one of the best teams in the league. I want to see a bit more runway before I make any decisions.
So with that being said, the goal against, they're giving up 3 goals per game right now. And I know a lot of times people look at it and say, well, Soros, he's not having a good start to the season. But there's a lot of other variables that kind of go into that, them giving up goals. It's not just completely Soros that is the problem. So do you think this gets better?
You know, I think I think I would hope so, Derek, for their point of view. But one of the things I will tell you is someone sent me a note today that in the NHL, all the games tonight, and I don't know how many people listening to this show are gamblers, but in all the games tonight, the over-under is 6.5. And this is a friend who works in the gambling business. He told me he's never seen that before. And so right now this year, the goals are up. So my biggest question, and to be honest, coming on here, I haven't looked at it, is it simply that Nashville's giving up more goals, or is everybody giving up more goals? Mm. So I would be more curious about Nashville. I mean, you always care about your own problem first. Like, you'd say, hey, we're worried about ourselves and screw the other 31 teams. But I also think there might be an overall early season, goals are up, what does this mean kind of thing, and the Predators might not be the only team affected.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts, the podcast. You can check him out on Sportsnet. Elliot, I think our listeners might enjoy just the backdrop as maybe they get a chance to watch Johnny Gaudreau for the first time here in Columbus. They got their first win the other day. He played well. But just what a huge story that was in Canada as he decided to leave the Flames, who obviously had a great year with him last year.
Yeah, I think Columbus is a longer way to go. I mean, that Calgary team was really good team, and Gaudreau was a big loss for them, but Columbus was just beginning its rebuild, really. They're really young at a lot of key positions, particularly center. I think it was going to be harder for Gaudreau to be successful in Columbus than it would have been to be a return from Calgary in sort of a wins and losses situation. I mean, the weirdest thing about that goal the other night when he scored his first one against Vancouver is, like, nobody touched him. It was a 5-on-5 goal, and he basically went through everybody and went around the net, and nobody laid a finger on him. Like, you know, like, that's not supposed to happen. And, you know, when I saw that, I said, ooh, you know, Vancouver's got some problems here. But the thing about Gaudreau is that was a nice jolt for the Blue Jackets and their fans. But, you know, they missed the playoffs by 20 points last year. I don't know if anybody's realistically looking at them and saying, hey, they're going to make up 20 points in a season.
Elliot, there was an interesting play involving the Maple Leafs, you know, a goal that got waved off because of a rule that's come into play just the last couple of years about a hand pass, but it was reviewable. There's a huge, we've had a huge discussion the last couple of weeks in the NFL about should roughing the passer, for example, be reviewable? And they've had a lot of discussions about it. How do you think overall the league has come along in the NHL, just evolving in things like goaltender interference, the hand pass rule, some of the things you can review that are arguably subjective? Because that seems like what the NFL is trying to draw the line at. They don't want to have to review things that are sort of subjective. But the NHL is doing it. My argument is it's getting a little bit better each year, even though it's never going to be perfect.
Well, first of all, I hope the NFL never does pass interference. I don't think you should be reviewing plays like that. Like in the NHL, I don't think I would ever want to see them review, like, should that be a tripping penalty or not, or should that be a holding penalty or not. That, to me, that's just too much. Now, this particular play, you have to look at the history. This comes from the Western Conference Final in 2019. And it was game three of that series, and San Jose and St. Louis were tied at one, and San Jose scored an overtime winning goal that should never have counted. There was a hand pass, it batted the puck to, I think it was Erik Karlsson, and he scored, and they won a game in overtime. And you just can't have that. And, you know, one of the things I've been worried about with instant replay in the NHL is that, especially on offside reviews, we're slicing the onion too thin. Like, there's always going to be microscopic calls. When they brought in, it was because of that Matt Duchene offside in your game against Colorado all those years ago. And that's the kind of stuff you have to guard against. But, you know, one of the things I worry about is if you don't have replay and you get a huge goal that decides a big playoff game like that one did 4 years ago, you look like complete idiots. So I look at it as it's better to have it than not, although sometimes I think we slice the onion too thin.
Yes. Okay, Elliot, as we let you go, obviously Chris Mason was the goalie that day on the Matt Duchene play, so they still laugh about that today with Chris being the analyst and Matt now on the Predators here. But speaking of throwbacks, right, the throwbacks are back. I just want to get a flashback from you, Elliot. The first time you ever saw the Predators mustard jerseys back in the day, what was your thought?
See, I like that stuff. I do. I think our league sometimes is too conservative. I think we err on the side of, oh, people won't like this, or this isn't, you know, this is too out there for us. I think one of the only ways the NHL can grow is by trying things that are different, even if some people don't like them. So I look like the one I generally have, like, it's very rare for me not to like a uniform. I was never crazy about the Boston Bruins bear that they went back today, because I think the Boston Bruins should be like a team that's menacing. Like, when you're going into Boston, you're going to get beaten up. And those are the Bruins when I was a kid. And so I didn't like that one. But generally, like I look at some of these today, I think they're hilarious. And I think we as a league should not be afraid to try new things, different things, things that are out of our comfort zone. That's the only way you grow. And I guarantee you there's a lot of young people, and we're always trying to appeal to young people who are going to look at these uniforms today, and they're going to love them. And that's what matters.
Elliot, appreciate it as always. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sorry, my tongue got caught at the beginning of this hit. I don't know what the heck happened there, but my pleasure. Have a great weekend.
All good, my friend, all good. Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock, and it is must-listen to. Coming up next, there was something that Derek and I were discussing earlier, and since that conversation, I think Derek is going to be proven right. We will explain coming up next, but Elliot brought up if there were any gamblers. Well, can you beat Vegas this football season? Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. There's no fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting the lines. Nope, it's just the experts right there in Vegas behind the counter at the Superbook. Plus, Superbook features some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So do like I do. Make it your official sportsbook app download the app. You can go in. The interface is easy. You make your deposit, and then you start betting. I like New Orleans plus 2.5 on the road tonight in Arizona for a Thursday night, but you can bet on baseball, NFL, doesn't matter. Just download the Superbook Sports app. Go to superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.